Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts, and I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Lord Fairfax Community College. Having provided higher education and career training for the past half century, LFCC is tightly interwoven into the fabric of the Northern Shenandoah Valley and Piedmont regions. Join me every week for conversations with current and former students to hear their funny and inspiring stories as we learn about their journey to higher education, the role that LFCC has played, where they are now, and where they plan to go. We'll also talk to current and former professors about their experiences and best memories of LFCC over the past 50 years. Get every single episode as they're released on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, on Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for LFCC Stories. Hello, and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Thursday as you are listening to the show today. We, however, have pre-recorded our conversation on the Zoom screen. It is LFCC Day, and it is Workforce Solutions' turn at the mic. That means Guy Curtis is staring at me on the Zoom screen today. How are you doing, Guy? We were talking before the show, and it seems like we're both managing to cope our way through this pandemic.
Yes, I'm doing pretty well, and thanks to and glad to be back here on the show. Yeah, I think we're all doing well. We're all trying to get by. At the college, we're all looking forward to the holidays, and we have a small winter break. But I know many folks are out there are challenged with the pandemic and how to entertain their kids, but also stay busy and stay safe. And so we're all trying to do our part to mask up and be safe and distance and so forth. But overall, I think myself and others are doing great. But we have an awesome opportunity to share a great program that's emerging for us, and that's the IT world and the need of computers and technology are even more so today because of the pandemic. I think we've been thrust into it through 2020 quickly. So there's a lot of IT needs out today, and that's why we have a great guy, Ken Blackwell, here to visit with us and talk about the IT needs of our region and his employer.
So Ken Blackwell is also on the screen with us. He is with Team Logic IT. And Ken, Guy was telling me before we started the show that you also teach at Lord Fairfax. What do you teach?
I do. I teach IT classes, so especially for those classes for like IT help desk and network and technicians that would work in the IT field. So I teach on the academic side. Kind of two parts of Lord Fairfax in a sense, the academic side and then the more workforce solutions, which is the more direct skills. I do teach on the academic side. I like to say that I use that as a recruiting, besides the fact that I love teaching, I use that as a recruiting tool as well. They're my farm team, if you will. And my interviewing process is 16 weeks long with 3 written exams. So, and you got to show up for work. So I've got vetted employees pretty well through that process.
That is a pretty sweet deal you got there.
I get paid to interview people. It's awesome.
So explain, if you can, to the layperson. Mm-hmm. IT. We were talking before we started recording that I sometimes feel like people hear those two initials, IT, and they think, oh my gosh, that's so over my head. It's totally not anything I could ever do. And the truth of the matter is, it is probably something a lot of us could do, and we just don't realize it. So explain what IT is at its basic level.
Yeah, that is a little difficult to do because it is a lot of different things, or there's different aspects of it. Everything from managing IT for companies in our area here in the Shenandoah Valley, for instance, managing all of the IT assets and solutions, everything from hardware, software, network, cloud solutions. There's so many different aspects of it. I guess for a lot of people, they look at it and it's probably overwhelming. It's, you know, it's one of those situations where the best way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. It can be overwhelming. But I think part of the program at Lord Fairfax is also quite good at helping to narrow that focus and figure out exactly where the right acumen for that student is. Are they looking for help desk support and end user support? Are they more of a tune for network management or network design, network architecture, and those kinds of things? Or are they on the software side of writing code, developing solutions, that sort of thing? No one does all of those. When someone says they work in IT, they're not being very, very specific. They would usually need to drill down and say what aspect. Nobody does everything. Except for maybe me, it seems like, but most people are much more specialized.
And from an entry-level position, Guy, you were telling me earlier, there are a lot of jobs at an entry-level position that require some education, which I know you can get through your fast-forward program, your fast-track program. What kinds of entry-level positions are available to people right now who may be considering a complete change out of, say, the tourism industry that maybe they're working in because of the pandemic?
Right. And that's key if you're looking for new employment opportunities to align yourself with what's in demand, especially if you're considering a training program. But over the last 3 months, labor and market information is sharing that over 200 jobs have popped up recently in the computer support specialist area. And that's just obviously one area that Ken mentioned, but there's a lot of ways as you kind of dive into IT, a lot of directional paths you could go in terms of a career pathway within that market. And those skills that are needed are part of a lot of our fast track entry-level type training programs to get folks ready for those for that particular career. So whether it's an ITIL, which is a information structure, IT kind of setup, Network Plus, Security Plus, are all basic core skills that are needed for that support specialist position. And also emerging need is cloud-based type skills too. So we also have, as you progress, once you get into some of those entry-level trainings, Linux, as well as Amazon Web Services, cloud-based training will help folks understand that environment. And so I guess the storm that's been thrusted into these jobs that are popping up over this pandemic is because many folks are working from home remotely. They're now virtual. Staff needing to up their skills. There's also some vacancies as well that are being created, but also more job opportunities like Ken's company that he has. There's a lot more support that's needed in different positions that he's looking to fill in the immediate future. So with all these jobs popping up, the pandemic has really thrust us in more and more virtual ways than ever before. And there's a new opportunity at the end of this as well too. Obviously the bright side of this pandemic, we're forcing folks to work virtually where, you know, businesses are doing things much differently in how they conduct themselves. And so even at the college ourselves, we're doing things a lot differently than we have before when we were in person. But nowadays, with these new jobs that are emerging, it's a great way to get into a great paying wage, a long-term career that shows a lot of opportunity and growth. And of course, just like healthcare and construction trades, some other areas and advanced manufacturing, IT has a tremendous pipeline that's always going to be there and a need for. So those who are thinking about new career opportunities, this is a great chance to get into a pathway that's going to have some great outcomes for them, some great wages to support themselves as well as their family. And some neat, challenging things. So if you love technology, you know, I'm a kind of a closet IT guy myself. I enjoy the latest software update on my phone or how to convert my Windows laptop from 07 to 10. Just some of the small software things. But when it comes to, like, you know, technology and wanting to be the local, you know, AV club kind of a guy, go ask Guy, how do you hook that up to your TV? So some of those things, if you have some of those kind of natural interests to get into the technology world, I strongly suggest it to look into those careers that involve IT.
So Ken, when you're teaching a class, what kinds of students do you see initially come in that are taking these classes? Are they people who, like Guy said, have this kind of interest from a hobby perspective? Are they people who are very much into a thought process? What kinds of people are looking or are starting off with these classes? And what do you see when they graduate at the end?
Yeah, boy, that's really hard to give a good demographic. I've had students in there that are dual enrolled and are juniors in high school that are taking academic classes at Lord Fairfax. And I've had 60-year-olds who are, you know, transitioning to a second career in our area as well, a good number of people coming out of military backgrounds, a lot of veterans that are probably on GI bills paying for the class, for all I know. So it really is across the board. But if I look at it from just the professional demographic, I would say it breaks into two. It's those that are beginning their careers, you know, getting out of high school or out of college. Some of them have, you know, it's odd that some of them have 4-year degrees, and then they'll go back to Lord Fairfax for workforce solutions or even academic classes to get more specific skills to help them in the job market. Maybe they've got a more generic or liberal arts degree or something like that, and they're looking for something more concrete. I've had that a couple times lately, actually, where some students and potential employees actually had 4-year degrees and were going back. So it really is across the board. Again, it breaks down into those that are looking for new career opportunities and those that are either looking for a career change or looking at it as a way to, you know, bolster their skill set, so that even if they're not necessarily looking for a job directly in IT, they're still bolstering their skills. It just basically, I mean, what job out there today doesn't have an IT aspect to it? I'm constantly correcting people here in the area that, you know, they're in a manufacturing, owner of a manufacturing company, and they're telling me, you know, I make these widgets, that's my business. And I'm like, no, it's not. Your business is doing really good transactions with Walmart and Amazon. Don't kid yourself. It's not usually about your product anymore. It's about how easy it is for the customer to do business with you. And that's an IT thing. It's not a widget thing. So it really
does. Well, their manufacturing process too is also an IT thing, because there you have to get that widget from inception to an actual final product, which more often than not involves computers and machinery that is running on some sort of IT process.
So I'll give you a great example of that. I've been working with a small company here. They're based in Ashburn, but they've got a facility, a manufacturing facility here in Winchester. They make doormats. Custom doormats. You order these things with your initials on them, or, you know, welcome home or whatever you want on them. And those are customized. They're made overseas in India and I think Egypt or somewhere. But they're customized here. And so our job, part of the work that we're doing with them, was assembling and helping them create CNC printers, which is basically an inkjet printer about the size of a ping pong table. And they print these things with pneumatics and robotics and everything that's done automatically. You know, the customer goes online on a website and tells them how they want it monogrammed or whatever, and it goes and it prints them out on these big tables. So you think you're in the doormat business, but you're really not. You're in the technology business, because that's what facilitates the work that you do. And so there's that aspect of it, the manufacturing side of it, and the robotics and automation. But then there's the back-end processing, you know, transaction processing, and the business side of things, everything from marketing, transaction processing, and so forth. It really cuts across the board. Security cameras, you know, internet and Wi-Fi access throughout the plant. I mean, I could just go on and on. The technology touches everything.
And I think that's what, Guy, it goes back to what we were saying earlier, is that you really, saying IT isn't necessarily what people think it is, because there are 100 or 1,000 little things under that umbrella that could be in your wheelhouse that maybe you're discounting and you shouldn't be.
Right, yeah. I think the kind of speaking to advanced manufacturing and other industries like healthcare, for example, IT is so large and so part of our day-to-day business that, and what's coming in the future, it's a great choice to get into IT for sure. There's so many opportunities and pathways that people don't really consider. And I think that's something that what Ken is speaking to, like, that was a great example to see how two industries are working together to provide a service or product, and it's all through the web. And now with the way we're doing business these days, with this pandemic and what we're kind of facing in terms of a new normal, there is a huge skills gap. There's a lot of folks out there who have the potential, but they don't have the necessary skills to keep moving forward. And a lot of our courses and programs are aligned to do that at the college. So we're very excited about the new year, what it could provide for those who are looking for those great opportunities to get into some type of new career pathway that's going to provide long-term benefits for them and their family.
Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Guy, I do want to make sure we talk a little bit about the Fast Track program, because I think it's a phenomenal program in that you can get through it quickly, and that there is some funding available for people who are taking some of those classes, and the guaranteed interview that I know Ken offers through his company as well if you're going through those classes. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that and maybe talk some more with Ken about what he sees from an owner of an IT company here in Winchester. Ken, what you see the needs are for employees for you when we come back in just a couple of minutes. We are on the Zoom screen. Guy Curtis is with us from LFCC's Workforce Solutions. Along with him is Ken Blackwell from TeamLogic IT. We'll come back and talk more with them after this break.
Do you know anyone who is struggling with financial hardships because of coronavirus? Our new webinar called Coping with the Money Crunch can help. We'll talk about immediate options to consider, revising or creating a spending plan, and lots of community resources. Then we'll cover how to narrow your priorities, contact creditors, and avoid scams and risky loans. The webinar is free, and you can either join by phone or through Zoom on a smartphone, tablet, or computer. You can find out more by visiting the Northern Shenandoah Valley Financial Education Program on Facebook or calling Karen Poff at 540-635-4549. Let me show you how to make your own plan or help someone you care about get through the crisis. Call 635-4549 or visit at NSV Financial Education on Facebook today.
Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. Happy Thursday. As you are listening to the show today, we, of course, have pre-recorded on the Zoom screen. It is LFCC Day. Guy Curtis is joining us from LFCC Workforce Solutions. Along with him on the Zoom is Ken Blackwell from TeamLogic IT. And Guy, when we went to break, we were talking a little bit about all of the different types of jobs that fall under that IT umbrella. And I'm going to have Ken give us kind of a rundown of what an entry-level position looks like. But before we do that, explain the Fast Track program to me one more time.
Sure. Depends on the track you're looking to get into. We have a fast track program called IT Fundamentals that is a great way to prep and certify in the CompTIA world. I guess that's one of the beginning programs that we have as far as fast track. And we call that a fast track program because it's a short period of so many weeks. A lot of them are about 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the program you start off with. But we do have some other long-term credentials or certifications and career studies certificates on the academic side of the college, as well as the non-credit side, which helps students either, depending on their situation, there's a lot of training that could be provided in a short period of time or a longer period of time. Depends on where the student comes from. That's some of the things that Ken spoke to. There's a lot of different types of students that come to us. So if you need a job immediately, the fast track programs are what you're looking for. Whether it's CompTIA, getting started in that CompTIA world, Amazon Web Services, as you kind of grow your skill set and branch off into cloud and other different types of areas. They all support a lot of local in-demand jobs that we mentioned earlier, which is the computer support specialist. That's one entry point. But there's some other programs at the college that do fit if you want to get into software development, web design, networking. There's other ways to branch off that, depending on your interests and desires and your abilities, there are some branches that you can get into IT that support a lot of industries that could provide great career opportunities. So with some of the programs within Workforce that we wanted to mention, that Ken's company supports, is also a guaranteed job interview. So a lot of the CompTIA fast track programs or short periods of time lead themselves to the next step. And for the first program to complete, which is the CompTIA A+ program, that offers your first opportunity to guarantee an interview. Or you can sit in one of Ken's classes, and at the end of 16 weeks, he'll interview for a job opportunity. But at any rate, it's good to network and be connected with folks like Ken, but also if you're looking for a quick way to interview, you can interview after completing a few of our fast track programs with guaranteed jobs with local companies. And we have at least 7 or 8 other companies besides Ken's company. So it depends on the time of the year and the need. But of course now, many companies are looking for those IT professionals to help the skills that they're trying to address. So there's a many of those. So the other thought side of it too is that a lot of these fast track programs come with fast forward funding to subsidize 2/3 of the cost of the course. So most cases, a student is only paying 1/3 of the price, and even less depending on their financial situation. We have a new program that's actually about to expire, and I hate to mention it now because we have a show that's probably going to be, you know, old news in about a week or two. But anyways, we have a program called REV that's covering up to $1,500 towards courses. We also have an area where if you're looking to get into some of the degree programs, up to $3,000 worth of a credit, and it's called REVS, Reemploying Virginians. So that's a new funding source that's quickly going to expire on December 14th. But fast forward, we also have many local localities have supported us with CARES scholarships. So at any rate, let us do the navigating for you in terms of funding. A lot of the Fast Track programs do have funding, and whether or not you're impacted by COVID-19 due to job loss or reduction in hours or reduce in pay, we have a lot of funding sources. So a lot of these Fast Tracks, there's a lot of options to fund the course for you to get started, to get into a career quickly.
Yeah, don't let cost or tuition be the barrier to making the phone call, because you're going to find once you make the phone call that it's probably not the barrier that you thought it was.
Absolutely. There's so many funding options when it comes to these unique grants that are timely because of the impact of COVID-19, what localities are trying to do to support our individuals within the community. But also, let us do that work for you. So if you are interested in some of these areas, there's a good chance that most of the funding for these programs will be taken care of for you.
So Ken, in the first segment, Guy was talking about the need for computer support specialists and that there were over 200 job listings for someone in that with that particular title. What exactly would that person do? Is that an entry level position?
It can be. There's a couple of different levels. But yeah, a lot of it is at the entry level where you would come in, basically manage problem incidences from customers. They're calling in with a problem, or maybe some system has automatically detected a problem. So the nature of the work is it's different, not just every day, but it seems like every few minutes. The phone rings or something comes in on an automated system, and the job is to go out and triage that to try to figure out if you can solve it. If it requires this technical skill beyond kind of the entry level position, then you would collect the right information and escalate that to a more senior person. But getting that right so that you're collecting the right information that senior person would need to very quickly resolve the issue would be, that's the entry level position in this world. From there, you're learning every day. You're learning something new, exposure to different types of systems and different types of problems that you would be investigating. And then as you hone those skills, then it makes for a very effective way of moving up the ladder, if you will, as your skills increase. But that's what an entry-level position would typically look like. And that's pretty consistent really across most organizations, whether it's a dedicated IT support organization or an internal, corporate IT department, would largely look the same.
Well, and it's interesting because you're describing someone, I feel like, that is good at critical thinking, likes having a problem presented to them. You know, maybe they were that kid that always sat down and in 25 minutes solved the Rubik's Cube and would hand it back to you and say, okay, now give me something else to try and figure out, but doesn't want a job that is the same thing at the same time every single day. Mm-hmm. And even though I say that, there are IT jobs that are that are very much the if this, then that. So it really does have a wide range of people and skill sets under that IT umbrella.
Yeah, and I think in this world that I'm in, this type of business, the soft skills, the people skills are a huge part of that as well. Having someone really good technically, but difficult to communicate with, impatient, any other, kind of negative attributes about them typically don't do well in this type of an environment. So they need, they don't need to be just absolutely outgoing life of the party, but they need to have some ability to communicate with people, to show empathy with the customer, and understand that if the customer is calling us, overwhelming majority of our customers are commercial. If they're calling, they have better things to do. They're not lonely. They're not just looking for someone to talk to. They've got a problem, they need it resolved in a reasonable period of time, because it has a business impact. And so understanding that, the other The other nice thing I think about this is we get exposure to a lot of different types of businesses. As I said, you know, a minute ago, one minute I'm working on someone printing doormats, and the next minute they're manufacturing food, and the next minute I'm talking to someone who's, you know, in a medical practice, and they've got someone, a patient that they, that for whatever reason technology is keeping them from giving the level of care that they need. It literally is across the board, different types of industries, and we get a lot of exposure to those types of industries as well. As an entrepreneur, that's something that I really enjoy, is helping my customers be successful in their business, knowing that that's what makes me successful.
Well, and it really is one of those things where, yeah, you don't put your blinders on, because you're going to be completely shocked when you get into this field about the opportunities and the people and the businesses that you can come into contact with that could bring your next career opportunity, or, you know, your next husband or wife, or any number of different things.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, it is we're out and about in the community. I mean, even in COVID periods and stuff like this, been somewhat challenging for us because it does require us. I mean, a lot of what we do is through the internet, through phones and things like that. But there's certain times that there's just nothing that takes the place of someone there to turn a screw or push a button. We have to be there on site. So we have to be super careful about that and work with our customers. But it does give us exposure to a lot of different businesses throughout the Shenandoah Valley in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, I think that would be the one thing that would keep me from going full on into IT, is that I got to be hands on. I can't talk somebody through how to fix anything, even when I'm trying to walk them through how to do something on something as simple as Facebook. I'm like, no, I need to see what you're doing so that I can tell you what you're doing wrong. So yeah, I'm way more hands on than I think IT would allow for me to be right now. Sure. So, Guy, I know before we wrap up, you have an information session that's coming up in January. Give me the details for that.
Yeah, certainly. We have an online IT information session, so you can watch it live on January 14th from 4 to 5 p.m. It's a Thursday. If you pre-register, we'll get you the Zoom link details, and that's an introduction to a lot of the IT credentials and certifications we offer within the workforce area and fast track programs that are offered at the college. So that's a great time to kind of really learn more. If you can't make that day in time, you can pre-register and we'll get the on-demand replay afterwards. So that's another neat thing too. A lot of our information sessions, another new virtual thing that we've been able to do is do replays so that people can watch them at their convenience. So that's a great way to kind of get started. Many of the programs that are kicking off for the college are starting late January, early February. So depending if you are looking to get into a long-term degree credit program, or if you're looking for a fast track training program opportunity, they are starting early in the year. But the session on the 14th of January is a great way to learn more about those, ask some questions with our workforce coach who's now in place to be able to answer some of those tough questions, put a face with a name kind of a thing. We'll also have our program manager there, Sam Brill. She'll give some more information about our IT programs and how companies like Ken are hiring directly from our program. So that's a great way to kind of connect some of the dots, figure out your next steps in terms of IT career. And we hope to see people show up for that one. If not, definitely reach out. If that is not a good day and time, we're more than happy to help work with you. Our workforce coach, Julia, she just started with us recently. She has a ton of experience with helping folks navigate through those career decisions. We also have a ton of online resources too, which is the LFCC Online Career Coach, where you can provide a few simple answers to a set of questions to see if IT is the right career for you. So we have some ton of resources as well as staff to help guide folks and help make them make the best decision for themselves and their family.
And LFCCWorkforce.com is the best place for them to start to get all of that.
Correct. Yeah. LFCCWorkforce.com is a great place to look for the IT certification online information session happening January 14th. But you also can take a look at a few of our pages there. If you're a prospective student looking for kind of like the handbooks and how to get started in some of these courses, we have a quick redirect link there too. I won't say it out loud because it's very long. But if you search it through our site, if you reach out to myself, you know, we're happy to help you direct you where you need to go. But yeah, LFCCWorkforce.com is a great place to start to look for that session.
Awesome. Well, we are going to wrap up our conversation today for LFCC Day. We have been chatting on the Zoom screen with Guy Curtis from LFCC Workforce Solutions. Joining him is Ken Blackwell from TeamLogic IT. Thank you both for meeting me on the Zoom screen this morning. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Janet.
Thank you, Janet. Great to see you.
I will be back tomorrow. I'll have a brand new episode of The Valley Today ready to go for you just a few minutes after noon. Meet me here then.